This is Earth and Sky with a story about beach parties from the distant past.
Ronald Blum is a geologist at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. A current project is using images taken from aircraft to help identify potential sites of Native American settlements on government land.
Blum and his colleagues hope to identify locations that have artifacts like tent foundations, baskets, burial sites, and trash heaps. They're working at San Clemente, an island off the coast of Southern California that was inhabited by Native Americans from perhaps as far back as 8,000 years until the 1800s.
Dr. Blum doesn't expect to see the actual settlements in the pictures. Instead, he wants to predict where the settlements are most likely to be by looking at the island's topography, the ups and downs of its surface. Topography is important because it determines where fresh water can be found, and also the location of trash heaps or middens filled with cultural detail.
In the case of the island, one of the things that people apparently like to do was get a ways off the beach to have their seafood barbecue, because I think that there were fewer flies and other obnoxious critters if you got on a ridge just a little bit up from the beach. That seems to be where the shell middens often are, but not always. One of the biggest shell middens is right on the beach, so it does vary.
Thanks today to NASA's Earth Science Enterprise. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.